So there are many different people who have written, read the Bhagavad Gita and written, given their interpretations. So Srila Prabhupada has given his Bhagavad Gita, is that also his interpretation? And apart from his interpretation, is there his original Gita? Yes, the original Gita is the Sanskrit verses. The Sanskrit verses are available for anyone to read. And Srila Prabhupada is very transparent. You know, he doesn't just give his interpretation. He gives the Sanskrit verses, he gives the word-to-word translation, he gives the translation and he gives his commentary. Now, Srila Prabhupada called his Bhagavad Gita as Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now, how do we know that it is as it is? A simple way to know. See, if I attend somebody's class and then I see at that point that and then I go and repeat. This is what they said in the class. Now, how can you know whether I am repeating the exact same thing or something else? You know, you can see that, okay, if that class was spoken to somebody, what was the understanding, that was not a class, it's more of a discussion between two people. What was the understanding of that person? And if this person is having the same understanding as that original student, this is the same. So we can look, when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, it is spoken to Arjuna. So what was the understanding of Arjuna? We can check. And then we can check what is the understanding that those who have studied Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and have adopted that as their guidebook, what is their understanding? So we can understand Arjuna's understanding through his own words and through his actions. Basically, the Bhagavad Gita is about two things. Sadhan and Sadhya. What is the means and what is the goal? If I am at place A, where should I go and how should I go there? Where should I go is Sadhya, how I should go there is Sadhana. So now, after the Chatur Shloki Bhagavad Gita, which is the end, middle of the Gita, at which point actually the Gita's essence is given, 10.8 to 11. After that, Arjuna speaks. Arjuna gives his understanding. He says, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Paritram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adideva, Majam, Vibhum. So he says in 10.12.13 that you are the supreme absolute truth, you are the God of all gods, you are the ultimate shelter. Basically, he acknowledges Krishna as the ultimate Sathya. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, what does Arjuna do practically? We could say he takes up his bow and starts fighting. Right? What is his consciousness? He doesn't say, I will fight. He says, Karishya Rachmanta. I will do your will. That means for him, the important thing is not fighting. The important thing is doing Krishna's will. And doing God's will is an act of bhakti. That's the act of bhakti. So the Bhagavad Gita teaches many different conceptions of the absolute truth. But Arjuna tells the ultimate sadhya is God as the all-attractive supreme person, Krishna. He is the absolute. The Bhagavad Gita talks about many different paths for spiritual elevation. Karma yoga, dhyana yoga, jnana yoga, karma kanda. But what it tells ultimately is sarva dharma iti maune kamsha. Just give up everything and surrender to Krishna. It's very categorical. So, and Arjuna's action also shows the same thing. He gives up everything else and just surrenders to Krishna. So the sadhya is Krishna. He's all attractive supreme absolute truth. And the sadhan is Bhagavad. This is what is Arjuna's understanding if we look at the text of the Gita. Now if we look at Srila Prabhupada, what he tells in his Bhagavad Gita and what the understanding of his followers is. For people from all over the world who had no knowledge of Krishna before, they gave up everything and they surrendered to Krishna, accepting him as their ultimate son. And not only that, they actually took up the process of bhakti. So, given up all other ideas of religion, they just focus on the practice of bhakti. So the same effect in terms of understanding of sadhana and sadhya that was there on the original student of the Gita is seen on the students of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, by this consistency, we can understand that yes, the Bhagavad Gita can have many different interpretations, but the interpretation that is most faithful to the Bhagavad Gita will be that which is faithful to its conclusion. There are, the Bhagavad Gita is inclusive in the sense that it talks about many parts. It talks about karma yoga, it talks about dhyana yoga, it talks about jnana yoga. But Bhagavad Gita is also conclusive. It gives a conclusion. And in terms of its technicalities, there are many different things the Bhagavad Gita talks about and they can be analyzed a lot. And many different commentators, they often take certain aspects of the Gita and they highlight it. Which is okay. But then, that is Bhagavad Gita. But that is not the conclusion, that is not highlighting the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. So, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, at one level we could say it is an interpretation. But we can say that it is the interpretation that is faithful to the conclusion of the Gita. So in that sense, in the conclusive sense, it is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Does that answer your question?
So Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotee